And blithely Robin whistled as he trudged along, thinking of Maid Marian and her bright eyes. For at such times a youth's thoughts are wont to turn pleasantly upon the lass that he loves the best. As thus he walked along with a brisk step and merry whistle, he came suddenly upon some foresters seated beneath a great oak tree. 15 there were, in all, making themselves merry with feasting and drinking as they sat around a huge pasty, to which each man helped himself, thrusting his hands into the pie and washing down that which they ate with great horns of ale, which they drew all foaming from a barrel that stood nigh. Each man was clad in Lincoln green, and a fine show they made, seated upon the sword beneath that fair spreading tree. Then one of them, his mouth full, called out to Robin,
"Holloa! Where goest thou, little lad? Why thy one penny bow and thy farthing shafts?"
Then Robin grew angry, for no stripling likes to be taunted with his green years.
"Now," quoth he, "my bow and eke mine arrows are as good as shine, and moreover, I go to the shooting match at Nottingham Town, which same has been proclaimed by our good sheriff of Nottinghamshire. There I will shoot with other stout yeomen, for a prize has been offered of a fine butt of ale." Then one who held a horn